Space, we're leaving Mother Earth
to save the human race. Our star blazer.
Hello, everyone listening to NinjaConsultant.com. My name is Scott A. Melzer. I am an AMV producer, and lately I've been making fan parodies, and that is why some random invisible girl ran up to me at the end of a showing of one of my fan parodies at Otakon, handed me a card which I immediately lost, and somehow ended up here in New York City. I'm also 39 years old and unemployed, so if anybody, and single, so if anybody can fix any of those three, I'd be happy. I also brought a bunch of my friends who helped out. Big thing with a fan parody is you really need to have a lot of people helping out. You just cannot do something like this by yourself. So I couldn't bring all 49 people who helped me with this as Otakudom and the about 250 people who worked on Steam. So instead, I just brought a couple of different people that represent everything. We have Mike Wall, who is a voice actor and was in both This Is Otakudom and Steam the Movie. Perhaps you'll recognize his voice. Mike, say something about yourself.
I did play James Brett in This Is Otakudom. And in Steam, I played the overall announcer-type guy in most parts and a few minor other roles.
Hi, my name is Mark McKenzie. I'm a freelance artist and writer, and I was the main artist on This Is Otakudom and Steam. I did the eye catches on both of them, and also like a little bit of help Scott also with like getting any ideas for like fonts and graphics. Yes, I was the one in Drew the Naked Ray on Steam.
Yeah!
The best thing about Steam was that Scott and I going back and forth, like figuring out what we're going to do for the eye catches. And, you know, we just wanted to throw in so much, including the kitchen sink. I wish I could have done more for that, but, you know.
Me too.
But
that would have been me doing less.
Let's just say that as much as I wanted to do some more work, I just had a very strange and rough last couple of years of my life.
And now, the man, the myth, the only person who's been into anime longer than I have, Matt Pison.
Well, the myth couldn't make it, so you got me. My name's Matt Pison. I helped Scott on his first parody, This Is Otakudom, and his second parody, Steam the Movie. I helped write jokes, I did some voice acting, a lot more voice acting in the second one than the first one.
Okay, you mentioned in your email to me recently that you've been avoiding working on Steam this week. Isn't it done? Like, is there more left to be done?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It isn't done. Well,
it's never done.
Yeah.
Game of death, man. I mean,
there is the old saying that films are never finished, they're abandoned, and I'm fully aware of this. On the other hand, this isn't really a matter of, oh, I just want to keep tweaking it. It's a matter of, oh my God, it still sucks. there was a lot of little things that were thrown together at the last minute so it could be shown at Otakon, so it could be premiered at Otakon. Some of those things were sound levels being off. There were some graphics or effects or things that we wanted to do that we just said it just can't get done in time. So there are things that were planned. And then we've got our final round of input from people. And universally, everyone says it's too long, which, of course, I also feel it's too long. If it was shorter, I'd be done. But I'm really happy with what's still in it. And hopefully the pace stays up. And hopefully, yes, it is long for a fan parody, but it still flows. I would like to, therefore, go through and change some of the pacing and some of the timing, because there are places that don't flow. There are places where there's supposed to be some sort of a transition between scenes or more space between scenes so that a joke can sink in before the next scene pops up. So there's just a lot of little rough stuff that really just needs to be smoothed out in order for it to be finished. There's no real new scenes. There's no major changes, just some small things that really needed to be done.
Have you set, like, an end date for yourself? Like, I'm going to be done with it.
Oh, yeah, that would be Otakon. last year,
but
that
now,
was...
But now that two Otakons are gone, is there like another time when you're like, there has to be a point in my life?
Yes. And once again, that was Otakon, but the realistic. No, I know what you're saying, and I'm agreeing. The realistic, when this thing absolutely has to be done, and at this point, if it isn't done, screw it. I'm just calling it done. You know, that's the aforementioned abandoned date. And this ties into another question you had, what's the con schedule? We'll be showing at Bakuretsu-kan in October, something like 26th, something like there, at the end of October. They're so in about a month.
That's pretty soon.
Yeah, the one part of me says, it's a whole month. And the other part of me says, oh my God, it's only a month. And that's the part that knows what the hell I'm talking about. And there is a con in Tasmania.
Whoa.
Tasmania's first anime con ever, and they're going to show This Is Otakudom and Steam and anything else that I can send them.
Wow. Yeah. All around the world. Huh?
All around the world. I do my own distribution, and none of it's online, so I have people send me through the mail messages all the time. Could you please mail me a copy? Can you send it here? I'm pretty sure all 50 states, I've made well over probably about 3,000 copies of This Is Otakudom just myself. And hopefully people have copied them after that. And they have been sent really all over the world. Several different parts of Australia, all over Canada, of course. Every country in, like, even like Lithuania, you know, like every country in Europe, all over the place.
Is it eventually like people at the post office are like, here's this guy again, mailing stuff to some crazy country?
No, because it's not, like, it's people I know personally at the post office. Like, hi, Scott. And I'm like, hey, hi, Terry.
So what are you doing today, Scott? I'm mailing a package to Tasmania, Liz. That's very good, Scott. Pat. Such a strange fellow.
That's very nice.
Considered internet distribution?
Oh, yeah, it'd be wonderful. I wouldn't have to make all these copies and mail them out to people.
Slow modem.
Well, that's true there. I think I mentioned being unemployed. What I didn't mention was broke.
Right.
And so affording bandwidth for something like that is insane. Otakudom has been picked up a few times on various BitTorrent. I have no idea where they are. I don't have anything to do with them. I sent a couple of VCDs to different people and said, feel free to use this file, just rename it. And
but there's no website for Steam yet, is there?
The only reason there was a website for This Is Otakudom is that a friend of mine ran it, and that was when he was a freshman at college. He is now a senior at college. And
no time for websites.
Yeah, so I'm not getting anything that way. So at the moment, no, there is nothing. And it's something that I'd love to do, but I'll put it this way. If I'm the person who does it, other stuff doesn't get done.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know the case yourself. I'm the person who's the head of a project, and it's great when I can farm some of it out to people. But so far, no one stepped up to say, hey, I'll do a website. And if they did, wonderful, and I'll give them whatever support materials and stuff that I can, and that would be great. That's how we had Otakudom.
Yeah.
Lucas Chen, who played our Andy Action, the Kung Fu movie fan guy, he's the one who did the website.
Uh-huh.
And he was a personal friend of mine. I could trust him. Like, you're not going to get anything wrong. And if you do, if I write to you and say, here's this problem, you need to change this and this, then he would, which was wonderful because I just didn't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I've dealt with doing the distribution. That's probably a good chunk of the reason why Steam took 3.5 years. So if you want it to take even longer, sure, I'll do a website.
I had to explain to normal people who weren't dorks or geeks or anything that exactly what it is you've been doing, like making fan parodies or AMVs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, there's my parents. They're
it's always the parents.
Yeah, they're pretty normal. They're pretty normal.
Didn't you say that one of your most nervous showings of
Otakudom? It was the worst showing I've ever had.
Worst showing you had of Otakudom was
1,000 people at Otakon sitting there staring intently at the screen, demanding that their humor needs be fulfilled was nothing compared to my parents. My mother fell asleep. My dad said absolutely nothing. My sister chuckled a good 2 or 3 times.
Oh.
Well, and neither of my parents are anime fans, of course. And, my sister isn't either, but I was hoping, like, the Monty Python jokes they would laugh at. Well, mom had an excuse, but and I think she had had surgery recently. You know, I mean, you know, so
it's a whole lot of circumstances.
Yeah, so you know, I'll forgive that. Actually, my dad had a wonderful comment at the end. He said, "Looks like you put a lot of hard work into that." Which is great, like that. It looks like work went in, and I'm like, so you bang this out in a weekend, huh? And I like, I mean, he knew, yes, that took a lot of hard work. But his comment after that was, so if you've seen those movies, that was funny, right? And all I could say, because I was, you know, fighting back the tears, you know, you ever have that, like, you want to talk, you want to say something, and you're like,
you're all choked up.
What I said was, I hope so.
I did a Vampire Hunter D painting like some time ago, and it came in second place in a contest, and I won some stuff for it.
Yeah.
So of course I get home one day and I see my dad's got it framed and up on the wall, and I'm like, what is that to him? Like, he's like, come on, it's a piece of artwork. And I'm like, of course I'm trying to explain to him that, why'd you bother, Dad? And but surprisingly, people come in, they take a look, they think it's an animation cell, and they think it's nice. But
let your parents be proud of you. That's a lesson that's taken me a long time.
My dad still hasn't read the book I got published in yet, but he shows his friends, and I think that's cool. So,
in New York's girlfriend from his voice acting.
It's true.
Really?
It's all true.
At ShoujoCon,
the work in progress that we ever did for Otakudom.
That was a
surprise work in progress. I had no idea it was going to happen in the six hours before.
And
which year was that?
This was
2001.
ShoujoCon 2001, and my girlfriend, who was not my girlfriend at the time, was Nor is now. But that's another matter. She saw me. And in the room when we like did our intro at the front of the screen, and walked up to recognize me in like a shopping plaza like a few months later, from that one night.
You were wearing the same T-shirt.
Yeah, I was wearing the Otakudom T-shirt, and we just sort of hit it off from there.
She has a great memory then.
Yeah, she does.
Obviously, you know.
I'm not sure if that qualified for normal, but that was a neat anecdote, and you said you liked it.
Yeah.
Have you actually had time to watch any anime that wasn't scanning for footage?
Well, I do want to preface that scanning for footage is not the same thing as watching.
Yeah.
You turn the volume off and you go through at fast forward. So when I'm watching anime, I'm constantly thinking, oh, could I use this? Could I use like something just tricks? And I go, oh, wait, oh, I got an idea for this. But that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So actually sitting down, watching something at regular speed with audio... Like, people say, do you watch anime subbed or dubbed? I go, neither. I no clue. I've seen Last Exile, which I really liked. Any Miyazaki film that comes out, I don't care what I'm doing. Gotta go see that. So, of course, I've seen Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle. You know, there have been a couple, but it's actually been very, very few.
People who I work with, they spend so much time working on the cartoon show, they don't actually have time to watch cartoons. So they'll be like, what is that?
Well, I probably have time. Like, if I really wanted to sit down and say, tonight I'm going to watch such and such. But it feels like if I put a disc in, I start getting impatient. I'm like, I got to go fast forward. Now, the number of shows that have been completely ruined... Like someone's, I need a mech shot. I need this. Oh, that's a Razaphon, the last disc. The last episode, the shot you're looking for, the last episode, great. Plug that in, pretend not to understand, oh, that character dies, bet that was a major character. That guy's head fell up, bet that's supposed to be a shocker, et cetera, et cetera.
Not all along.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, actually, the number of shows that have been ruined, and so I never went back and watched them, is actually pretty high. That's what I've learned. Never make a Various fan parody. In 1997, I learned never make a Various AMV. Apparently, I didn't learn this lesson very well.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, multi-source.
Obviously.
Multi-source. I mean, Otakudom was multi-source for all the little side things, but it was mostly for Shigeyugi for the majority of it. Steam is, oh my god.
It's everywhere.
All right, let's see. Aside from Urusei Yatsura, what are the longest shows we can use? Dragon Ball? Oh, good idea. Okay. Ranma? Okay. A little bit shorter than that. Kenshin? Oh, sounds good. 96 episodes. That's great. How about the OAVs? Ah, pushing over 100 now. Great. Okay, we'll use that. So we there's a very sizable section in the credits where the screen essentially goes dark under the shadow of so much text. And it's from... And it's here's the listing of footage, and a lot of it's just abbreviated. Like FLCL. I don't bother writing out what that stands for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it stands for FLCL, doesn't it?
It's pretty goody. Well, you know, help. It's one of those big, broad, multi-meaning words that
would
essentially means nothing.
Be a better word, I guess?
No. Okay. No. No.
Okay, who are like the top collaborators?
Okay, well, it's a huge mix. We actually had a mailing list, and then I would just get input from people. We would have work in progress screenings, and people would come in and give opinions, and I would write stuff down. I mean, that's what I mean by hundreds of people.
Right.
Like on the mailing list, I would put out. Like anybody writes to me and say, "Hey, I hear you're working on new. You're on the list. Okay, great. Okay, I need a shot of somebody in blue hanging upside down over an aircraft carrier, singing the national anthem backwards." And and well, actually, most of the time I got nothing back. But I would frequently put together these lists of this is footage that I need. These are ideas that we have. I need stuff for this. And sometimes people would write back or I would need some research done. There's a lot of people that did that. So I would say about 200 of the 250 are either just kind of general people on the list who maybe looked for a little footage, came back with, kicked back some ideas. Sometimes we used them, sometimes we didn't. As with any film, I mean, I'm sure you know this, and I don't know if your audience does, 2/3 is never seen in the film. Like, ideas get dropped at the very early development stage where you start to script them and then something causes you to kill them. You can go all the way up to what you would consider to be a deleted scene, you know, on a DVD. Those are the few that almost made it.
Right. So like a script first, or?
Oh, God, no. Basic outline idea? Well, the premise of Steam is that not just there's a TV movie and your channel flipping and you're seeing what's on the other channels. Because I've seen that done several times professionally and it's always sucked.
Like with
Amazon Women on the Moon. Okay. I thought that was terrible. Like there were good bits in it, but overall the whole thing just doesn't work. Kentucky Fried Movie I actually really like.
Yeah,
but that's not really the same thing. That's a collection of shorts.
Yeah.
Like you're not channel flipping and cutting in the middle of something and you're really only seeing a part of it, but that's all you're supposed to see and stuff like that. But like on TV shows or Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. Like it's been done other times and I think it's never been done well.
Ours is no exception.
Ours is definitely no exception. So why do it if I think the concept is terrible? Fine question I ask.
A little late, however.
No, the idea was I made a whole lot of friends working on This Is Otakudom. At the very, very end, if anybody's seen it, remembers the last thing that's shown during the credits is a phrase for love and friendship. Well, I made a lot of friends, and I'd done AMVs for about 10 years. I made a couple of friends doing AMVs, made a lot of friends doing AMVs, but a lot of people were real jerks, and a lot of people were like, no, I must win, because I will prove that I have a larger such-and-such than you do by getting more awards than you, and I just don't like that competition.
Yeah.
I liked working together with people on projects, so I thought, here's an idea for a cool project. All right. My friends and I, we're going to make the movie. People from all around the country can do all the little commercials. And that's the basic idea. This is how it could be all done. We have this movie. Oh, this will be great because we can just cut around the plot. Uh-huh. Again, Amazon Women on the Moon, they would jump around the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, the theory didn't really work out. I got 3 different groups all sent me something. And they're all in the film. And they're great. But we pretty much did all the commercials too. And then the movie wasn't making any sense when we were just jumping around.
Apparently, if you leave out huge chunks of plot, it confuses the audience.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know that. Jeez.
Yeah, well,
hard won insight from the makers of fan parodies.
Yeah. Of course, the thought was is that that was going to be part of the joke. People were going to understand what was going on, and that was part of the joke, because, hey, that's how they did it in these other movies. But for some reason, it just wasn't working for us. The movie started to get more and more coherent. All the other stuff started to, had to be done by us. Every other film like this that I've seen has been terrible, and I think the reason for it is there's no narrative flow through the breaks. There's no reason to keep watching. If you feel that, okay, I've gotten halfway through and this is just a lot of random scenes, one after the other, I might as well leave. What keeps people seated in a film is a narrative flow, the feeling that it's going to go somewhere. So all of our commercials started to tie into the movie because I wanted to have this weird kind of Roger Rabbit Toontown logic that things from other commercials, you could see them. And if anybody's seen the film, I think near the end, all the different elements somehow astoundingly come together. And so that's why we kind of didn't have much of a plot originally, because we were expecting to get stuff from all these other people. And then when they start saying, well, I'd love to, but I got a lot on my plate, or, well, I don't really know what to do, or, oh, I'm doing exactly that, but for Anime Hell. Anime Hell killed us. Anime Hell killed us, yeah.
Was that different people doing that? Or?
Yeah, but that was. But the general idea behind Anime Hell was take just a few seconds of a video that you wouldn't want to see more. Well, that was exactly what we were trying to do, too.
AMV Hell.
AMV Hell, right.
Yeah.
We were trying to have, like, I was contacting all these friends of mine in the AMV group saying, hey, did you ever have a song that you just, well, for 4 seconds it would be funny, but you wouldn't want to do the whole thing? We'll do that because we're doing these channel flips. Uh-huh. So you can see bits and pieces of other AMVs. And they were all, yeah, that's really cool. What a great idea. 1 month later, well, I'm giving my idea to AMV Hell. Universally, across, I mean, I could list names and it would take half your podcast time, but yeah.
But it's sort of a case of, like, you've been working on this fan parody how long, and AMV Hell can be done this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It was a very, very big project that was designed to involve a lot of people from all over the country, even the world. And unfortunately, our shot fell apart. I was left with, like, I think you saw it at Otakon last year.
Yeah.
When I saw how much of a mess that was the first time those scenes were put in any semblance of order. First time I had any idea how long it was.
That was the first rough assembly.
That was the first rough assembly, and ended up at 55 minutes with major stuff still missing. I looked at that and thought, okay, is this worth saving, or should we just start over with something new? And I very, very came very, very close to saying it's time for us to scrap this and start something new. And instead, because I knew how much work it was going to take to actually get those parts coherent.
Yeah.
And we cut out scenes. There were several scenes that were in that are missing. We decided to press on, for better or worse. And so instead of having a totally new and different and finished parody, we went with working on this one, and hopefully it was the right decision.
Are you going to make another fan parody after this, or are you done?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes.
It didn't break you, even though it was...
God, no. Am I going to do another one like this? No freaking way.
Do you think maybe after two, now you've learned what will work really, really well?
Does it look like I learned anything?
Actually, unlearning stuff you used to know.
Oh. Actually, one of the problems I've...
Yeah, I mean, you think it's going to get easier after the first one, but then, you know, it's just, you know, this one was like, I mean, I even saw it in Scott. This was just, Steam was just so much harder to do than this Otakudom. And this Otakudom, I remember, you know, I mean, granted, compared to Steam, we put that together pretty quick.
Yeah, we did that in seven. This is Otakudom was done start to finish in 7 months.
And Steam took, like you said, about 3 years.
I figured out how many months it was, and then I buried that. But it's about 3.5 years, yeah. Now, I did have a girlfriend for one of those years, and I did have a job. She's one of the voice actors. And I did have a job that took me about 70 hours a week, and I had to work 7 days a week for the last year, so
did you ever sleep, ever? Scott, are you insomniac?
No, he never sleeps.
And it's not because I want to. I love sleeping. I really do. I mean, the whole dream thing, the whole, like, just feeling good when you wake up in the morning thing, I love it, but
REM sleep-deprived people, please have pity on him.
The resetting the serotonin balance every night to prevent insanity, sorely lacking.
Out the window.
When you work on a project as tough as something like that, for as long as that takes, when I go to sleep, I'm dreaming about it. And when I wake up, sometimes I have answers to problems that I had, and I write them down. Well, no, I do sleep, but usually not for very long. Like, for about 4 or 5 hours.
Hey Otaku, are you having trouble staying on top of all the new Japanese animation releases? Then you need to check out the weekly Anime Review Podcast. Every week your host Aaron, hey that's me, reviews not only the newest anime releases, but classic anime as well. I'll also look at anime news, upcoming DVD releases, listener contributions, fan projects, convention reports, even play some pod-safe music and more. You can visit us on the web at www.weeklyanimereview.com. The Weekly Anime Review Podcast. Anime reviews for your ears.